This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. When a home buyer is thinking of buying a home, they sometimes wonder aloud about the most important thing they should consider. Of course, you need to find a home that provides everything you need in a home, but after that, a real estate agent often replies with the phrase, location, location, location. They say the word three times for emphasis. It has become an overused phrase, but it still has meaning. Where a home is located is the most important factor in its value, both now and in the future. For example, how far is it from my work, from the school my children will attend? What are the property values of the homes nearby? That is all real estate agents mean when they say location, location, location. Location is important because it is the greatest determining factor in value. Now, this is in regard to a home you may live in for 20 or 30 years, and it is considered to be your biggest investment you will make in this life. But what about the next life? You will live somewhere forever. All you have to be concerned about is location, location, location. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe, on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Jesus, when speaking about what happens to the wicked and the godly at the end of their lives, said, "These will go to the place where they will be punished forever, but those right with God will have life that lasts forever." Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said in John 14:1-3, "Do not let your heart be troubled. You have put your trust in God. Put your trust in me also. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going away to make a place for you. After I go and make a place for you, I will come back and take you with me. Then you may be where I am." As I said earlier, you will live forever somewhere. All you have to be concerned with is location, location, location. It is interesting that more people believe in the existence of heaven than believe in the existence of hell. According to the Bible, though, hell is just as real as heaven. The Bible clearly and explicitly teaches that hell is a real place to which the wicked unbelieving are sent after death. "We have all sinned against God," Romans 3:23. "The just punishment for sin is death," Romans 6:23. "Since all of our sin is ultimately against God," Psalm 51:4, "and since God is an infinite and eternal being, the punishment for sin, death, must also be infinite and eternal. Hell is this infinite and eternal death, which we have all earned because of our sin." The punishment of the wicked dead in hell is described throughout Scripture as eternal fire, unquenchable fire, shame and everlasting contempt, a place where the fire is not quenched, a place of torment and fire, everlasting destruction, a place where the smoke of torment rises forever and ever, and a lake of burning sulfur, where the wicked are tormented day and night forever and ever. The punishment of the wicked in hell is as never-ending as the bliss and happiness of the believers in heaven. Jesus himself indicates that punishment in hell is just as everlasting as life in heaven. See Matthew 25:46. The wicked are forever subject to the fury and the wrath of God. Those in hell will acknowledge the perfect justice of God, Psalm 76:10. Those who are in hell will know that their punishment is just and that they alone are to blame, Deuteronomy 32, 3-5. Yes, hell is real. Yes, hell is a place of torment and punishment that lasts forever and ever with no end. Praise God that through Jesus we can escape this eternal fate. Jesus Christ is the one person who can speak with real authority and experience concerning the afterlife. What gives him sole authority to speak of heaven is that he came from there. No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. That's John 3:13. The Lord Jesus, with his firsthand experience in heaven, presents us with three basic truths about the subject of life after death. Number one, there is an afterlife. Number two, when a person dies, there are two possible destinations to which he or she may go. And three, there is one way to ensure a positive experience after death. First, Christ affirms there is an afterlife a number of times. For example, in an encounter with the Sadducees who denied the doctrine of the resurrection, Jesus said, "About the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the burning bush, how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are badly mistaken.'" That's Mark 12. According to Jesus, those who had died centuries before were very much alive with God at that moment. Jesus also speaks about the two different realities in the afterlife. In the account of the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus says, "The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side." That's Luke 16. Note, there is no intermediate state for those who die. They go directly to their eternal destiny. In Luke 12, 4 and 5, Jesus said, "Dear friends, do not be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot do any more to you after that. But I will tell you whom to fear. Fear God, who has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell. Yes, he is the one to fear." Jesus also emphasized that what determines your eternal destination is whether or not you have faith in the only Son of God. The need for faith is clear. Here are selected portions of John 3, 16-36. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact: the light of God came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it, for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants. He has come from above and is greater than anyone else. We are of the earth, and we speak of earthly things, but he has come from heaven and is greater than anyone else. He testifies about what he has seen and heard, but how few believe what he tells them. Anyone who accepts his testimony can affirm that God is true, for he is sent by God. He speaks the words of God, for God gives him the Spirit without limit. The Father loves his Son and has put everything into his hands. And anyone who believes in the Son of God has eternal life. Anyone who does not obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under the angry judgment of God. For those who repent of their sin and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior, the afterlife will consist of an eternity spent enjoying God. For those who reject Christ, however, the afterlife will be quite different. Jesus describes their destiny as darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 8:12. Now I will consider the far better alternative. 1 Corinthians 2:9 reads, "As the scriptures say, no one has ever seen, no one has ever heard, no one has ever imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. 2 Corinthians 5:1-5. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body, made for us by God himself, not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies, we will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it is not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God himself has prepared us for this. And as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit. Philippians 3:20-21, we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. Matthew 6:19-21, do not store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Jesus said that in Matthew 10:32-33. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our website address is Vision for Christ World. You may contact us through our website. Again, visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Peter 1:3-5. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see.